For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Expansion of the child tax credit could ease anxiety and depression in low-income rural families. Stephanie Hinchin with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities says Harvard researchers studied mental health for families who got a pandemic benefit and found adults are under less stress when they can better afford food, housing, and basic needs, especially in rural homes.
Largely because pay is typically lower in rural areas.
Census figures show that the tax credit lifted more than 2 million children out of poverty before it expired. Congress is looking at putting a somewhat smaller version back in place.
More than a quarter of all children under 17 living in rural areas would benefit in the first year from this expansion, compared with just over one-fifth of children in metro areas.
A House-passed bill will be taken up by the Senate. Whether it's the high cost of land or a lack of generational wealth, farmers who grow the food we eat don't always own what they farm. Kelly Wilfert with the University of Wisconsin says more than 33% of farmland there is rented. That figure is 40% nationwide.
Land is very expensive when you're competing against farmers who have assets already built up that they can leverage in order to afford that land.
Wilfert says her extension team's trying to educate smaller farmers about their rights when leasing. Extension agent Steve Uckenack says many lack useful social connections.
Especially if you're a new person coming into a neighborhood, it can be very difficult. It comes down to networking.
Same old, same old's not always a bad thing. Like visiting a nearly 80-year-old Montana dude ranch, where guests pay to experience cowboy life. Cameron Kelsey and his wife Sally run the Nine Quarters Circle Ranch near Yellowstone. Cameron says it's an outdoor livelihood based on horses, hats, and heritage.
Our motto is time stands still. We're holding on to our forefathers' ruggedness and way of life and hoping to share that with as many people as we can.
The ranch hosts some 600 guests each year, an example of unpretentious but thriving tourism. Sally Kelsey says they like to connect city folks with nature and a mostly bygone Western lifestyle, whether they're enjoying big sky sunsets or saddling a horse.
Get to take rides into this country and learn to appreciate it and value a place that's very different than where they usually come from.
Beyond the Super Bowl, this month's Super Bowl of Caring sees communities nationwide huddled up for food drives that raise money to tackle local hunger. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.